step into the gym, coaches. It's time for College Coach Mentoring Podcast. This is podcast number 6. It's Saturday, March 18th, and we are right in the middle of March Madness. And I thought it was an appropriate time to bring you just a little look at the brackets and a little bit different twist that I put on the brackets. Instead of the field of 64, we're going to talk about the field of 15 and why it is a field of 15 and how there is a huge networking flavor to the fact that it's 15 and not 64. So I have my brackets here in front of me, and the schools I have highlighted out of the 64 are Kansas, Michigan State, Iowa State, Nevada, Purdue, Creighton, Oklahoma State, North Dakota, Arizona, West Virginia, South Dakota State, Marquette, South Carolina, East Tennessee, and Wisconsin. So, a couple thoughts going into the working and the mindset behind all of this. Guys, is that when I look at 64 teams, quite frankly, I am overwhelmed. And when the games come on, I realize that there's 10, 12 hours of games. I simply cannot sit and watch all of those games. And I'm like that during the season, too. I like to be selective. I focus in on a real small group of both college and high school teams, based on their coaches, or it could be their style of play, but usually it's the relationship I have with the coach, or could be a guy I don't know, but I really, really respect him as a coach. I love watching his team play. So my NBA team that I follow is our friend Fred Hoiberg, and so the Bulls. But I don't watch that many games during the season. I keep really close tabs on my teams, as I do during the NCAA tournament, but I don't watch all of the games. Now, why those teams that I listed? There were 15 teams listed. Well, they all get down to relationships. And like I just said, I try to whittle it down to a small group of schools. They're easier to follow. I can really get into depth with them and their style of play, and of course, if I have a personal connection to them, then it's definitely somebody I'm going to spend time watching. Now, next week, I'll be going to Danville, Illinois. Well, now, this is March Madness at the National Junior College Tournament, Division II in Danville, but my good friend Todd Lawrenson, the number one team in the country in JUCO Division II, has had a terrific season at Southwestern Community College in Creston. And my longtime buddy, John Pagotti, who is a phenomenal coach and has been to this national tournament many, many times, the head coach of South Suburban in South Chicago, Illinois. And so I'm making the trip to Danville just because of those two guys to see their teams play. Well, much the same for the NCAA Division I tournament, March Madness. So let me just go down the list, and I'll give you a little flavor as to why I have these highlighted. You know, Wisconsin is the team that's close to Iowa, but year in and year out, they are able to recruit players who are tough-minded and know how to win. And you know, I'm one that doesn't care about style of play. I scoff at those that say, well, they play slow. Northern Iowa, they're too deliberate. They play slow. I thought, honestly, I must have been misled. I thought the goal was to win basketball games. And as coaches, we have the decision on who we recruit, the culture we develop, and the way we play the game of basketball. So I throw that stuff out the window, because a lot of different ways work. Greg Gard's done a fantastic job. Bo Ryan, incredible, incredible coach. And they value the basketball and they play the game the right way, according to me. And that comes from my background and the people that I've been with. East Tennessee State. Steve Forbes is one of the rising coaches in this country, and he's going to be in the Big 12 or the or the Big Ten, I would say within 3 years, without a question. He's a fantastic recruiter and coach and a motivator. I've known Forbesy from back when he was in high school. My connection to him is I was his AAU coach the spring of his junior or senior year. I don't recall which one. He's from Lone Tree, Iowa, and so we had a great time working together on that, and then we've remained close ever since then. So South Carolina is my next team highlighted, and I'm really pleased with their video coordinator, Ryan McIntyre. Ryan is coming from the University of West Virginia with Huggins Coach Billy Hahn and staff, where he was a manager for 4 years, and now he is with Frank Martin at South Carolina, who's advanced to the second round for the Gamecocks. And he has done everything right in my mentoring program. He's followed every cue. He's listened to every program. He's written every handwritten note. He's gone above and beyond. He really, really is a creative young guy, and it's no wonder that at his young age, he's a full-time video coordinator at South Carolina. Now, Marquette is one of my stops in my coaching background with Kevin O'Neill, 1989 through 1991. Worked with KO at Marquette and loved the tradition. Worked with Bo Ellis, Dan Theis, Craig McMillan. We had a great group. And love Marquette, love Milwaukee. And so I always cheer for Marquette. And actually, South Carolina Marquette played yesterday, and South Carolina got them by 20. The Gonzaga-South Dakota State game got a little bit away from South Dakota State, but my friend T.J. Otzelberger, who's at Iowa State twice, and I've got to know T.J., originally came in with Jeff Rutter and Greg McDermott here to Iowa State in his first college coaching experience. So I've known TJ for a while, and was happy that he got his team in his first year into the NCAA tournament. West Virginia, we mentioned, you know, having relationships with a couple of their coaches, and being at Miami of Ohio, and being so close to the campus at Cincinnati, we played them each and every year. Kevin O'Neill and Bob Huggins are buddies, and so I've had the pleasure of sitting and having some beers with those two and more, and rather entertaining, to say the least. I love the way that he teaches the game, the way he teaches his guys and coaches his guys. And I love everything about West Virginia basketball. I made another stop at the University of Arizona, as most of you know, as a graduate assistant. Of course, they were in the tournament playing against another one of my stops, the University of North Dakota. I don't know, Red Hawks, Red Eagles, whatever they're called. They're the Fighting Sioux to me, and they'll always be known as the Fighting Sioux. I made a quick stop at Drake between Arizona and North Dakota, so those jobs were almost back-to-back. Arizona with Lute Olson and North Dakota with legendary coach Rich Glass up there in the Northland. And Arizona came out on top, although there were times where Brian Jones and Jeff Horner's North Dakota team were nipping at their tail. Now we'll move over to the Midwest. Kansas, we don't have enough time to talk about my passion towards the Kansas Jayhawks and everything Kansas. The short of it is, when I was 15, my father took me to a game, Iowa versus Kansas in Fog Allen Fieldhouse, and it was one of those experiences that stays with you forever, just in terms of the huge, vast arena and the just crazy loud fans and just the love they had for the Jayhawks. Iowa actually ended up winning that game. And I was a youngster, but I went on to go to school at the University of Iowa, hence the Lute Olson connection. But fortunately, in 1999 through 03, I got a chance to return four times to Fog Allen Fieldhouse, not as a fan, but as a coach for Iowa State. And there were a few times where I had to look directly behind me as I coached, because I know somewhere in that front row behind the bench is where I sat as a 15-year-old, and it's really, really kind of a neat a neat thing that my father made, you know, made possible by getting he and I to that game. So I've tremendous love for the University of Kansas and the history of the game. That's where it all started. You can work it all the way back to Dr. Naismith. They will meet Michigan State tomorrow. And Michigan State is a team that I respect tremendously because of the way they play the game, coach the game, rebound the basketball, and the culture and toughness that they have. Any team that has a tremendous amount of toughness, I'm drawn to. And our team in 2000 got the opportunity in the Elite Eight to play Michigan State, lost in a close game, and really had some actually had time before the game to talk to Coach Izzo, and we'll never forget that. It was a great experience. We came really, really close to beating them and getting to the Final Four. As you remember, Michigan State then, two games later, did win the Final Four in the national championship. Of course, Iowa State and Purdue will play today, but Iowa State defeated Nevada. Iowa State being the school here in town where I live, also being the university where I coached. Nevada, their opponent back on Thursday, has a young man by the name of Peter Herman, a member of my mentoring community. And Peter is a volunteer, means he didn't get a penny this year for coaching at Nevada. But what a great experience, because he traveled with the team. He got an opportunity to watch them and join them as they won the Mountain West Championship over Larry Eustace's Colorado State team, and then advanced to the NCAA tournament, where they were defeated by Iowa State, like I said, on Thursday. So Iowa State plays Purdue. Purdue is one of my marked teams. Again, the theme of toughness, the theme of playing the game the right way. I think Matt Painter is a fantastic coach. And I think that this team he's got, although they are playing Iowa State, I like Purdue in the game. Because they won the Big Ten, they've been through the rigors of that league and winning the regular season. I love their chances today against Iowa State, and I think they can continue to advance because of their unique size, their ability to find different ways to score, and of course, the emphasis on getting back and building their defense and rebounding the basketball. Creighton University was defeated in a game yesterday in the tournament by Rhode Island. Greg McDermott, the head coach of the Blue Jays, is a very close friend of mine. And so anytime Creighton's on, I'm on the TV watching the progress of the Creighton Blue Jays. And the last team is the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who I was really, really pulling for against Michigan. They won 10 out of 11. Late in the season in the Big 12 after a really, really rough start. And then they played a game. I thought Michigan had to excel to probably win, and they did. Their players rose to the challenge and defeated Oklahoma State yesterday. But knowing Brad Underwood, again, toughness, culture, playing the game the right way, valuing the basketball, limiting fouls. As you can tell, there's a theme through all of these guys that I mentioned that resonates with me because of my coaching background and what I appreciate about the game and the values that I have about winning the game. And Oklahoma State was here recently, so I spent time with Coach Underwood and particularly with Steve Condon, their trainer. Steve Condon has 20 rings and probably as many watches. He is been in the NFL, he's been in the NBA, and he's been at the University of Arizona. He's been at Oklahoma State. He's been at Stephen F. Austin. He's been at Iowa State. The guy exudes winning. Everywhere he's been, they've won and been in tournaments. So Kondo was on the bench as the trainer, another close personal friend, and so Oklahoma State was on the board. Lastly, as I wrap up, you know, this whole topic here of top 15, which, by the way, West Virginia is at halftime with Notre Dame as I speak. And if they win, which they will, I'm down to 8 schools. I'll be down to Wisconsin, South Carolina, West Virginia, Arizona, Kansas, Michigan State, Iowa State, and Purdue. And, of course, that's going to change after tonight. So those are my 8. But listen, networking is the number one thing that I talk about when I work with coaches in terms of working their way into and through and hopefully upward in the coaching profession at the college ranks and the NBA ranks, even at the high school level. And your strength of network is the thing that's going to actually define, you know, the course of your career. Well, I'm just so blessed and fortunate that through all the years I've been able to know and meet all these guys and many, many more, but these are just guys that are being highlighted now to the world. And because of my network, I'm able to come up with 15 and still have 8. And that's what makes the tournament so interesting to me, because I'm basically following my guys. I always call them my guys. You know, my guys are playing. I got to watch this game. I don't care about anything until, let's say, 7 o'clock, but I got to watch this game. And it's networking and it's relationships. And to know guys back when I was coaching, which is, you know, we're talking 12, 13 years ago, is really reassuring to me that these are really, really good people. They're not just coaches. They're not just people who were in a coaching profession with me. They're guys that I care about and that care about me. And many of these people that I mentioned also, you know, have been real, real instrumental to me on a personal level with working through, you know, situations within my life and vice versa, helping them through situations. So really exciting. The tournament is like every year, just going to be really special and unpredictable. But wanted to share that with you. And maybe next year you can select out of your bracket, you know, your teams that, and you may not be someone who knows all these coaches, but you may go on guys you respect the most or style of play or the underdog or however you want to do it. Because remember, if your goal is to be a college coach, it's what you do. It's your breadth of knowledge that has to be entrenched in who these guys are, what their background is, the relationships that you need to develop. And this is your community of people. Even if you haven't, you know, successfully landed on your entry-level position, consider yourself part of this NCAA basketball coaching world and begin to get to know guys from a distance. And then through the networking that we do in my program, you're going to learn the skills and the strategies as to how to get to know those guys. So it's a neat thing. So, hey, thanks for being with me. Podcast 6 here during March Madness, during the NCAA tournament. And we will talk to you real soon on another topic. So thanks for coming in the gym and spending some time with us.